Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. We're back with another edition of Awesome Talk. And as usual, we have a wonderful guest today, somebody that I love and want you to know as well as I do. Paulette Hill is not only a friend of mine, but she is a fantastic career coach that we have out at Cotter and Flippin High Schools. The Career Coach Program, you have heard a little bit about through the podcast. It is a state program that provides a little bit of assistance for students, a lot of assistance for students, actually, in high school. As they are preparing to graduate, it helps them kind of direct their interests into whatever is next for them, whether that's the military or college or career. And we are fortunate enough to have three career coaches in the area who work closely with students and children who are looking for the next step. And Paulette is one of those. And welcome, Paulette.
I'm glad that you're here today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here to talk about our favorite subject of the week.
Well, I love the Career Coach Program. I'll just tell you that you guys work harder than anybody I know. And truthfully, you have 12 bosses, because you have people in the state office in Little Rock. You have all the folks in the high schools who you answer to and work with, and then you have the college that you answer to and work with. So hats off to all of you for doing such a great job with so many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Well, you're right. We do have a lot of bosses and a lot of emails. I have an email at each school.
Yeah.
But that also interprets into a lot of support.
That's true. Great way to look at it.
Thankful for that. And this year, of course, has been such an unusual year, as was last year.
Yeah.
At least we're back on campuses this year. But this year has been very different. And but what we have, there are some things that have not changed. And so we're really encouraging our seniors to, we've been encouraging them all year, and, you know, have you done your FAFSA, which is the free application for student aid?
Right.
The Pell Grant application did not change. And if you were planning to go to any post-secondary school, not just college, because there's some money available through that for other programs, but you have to file the FAFSA.
Right.
And
that's really the first thing you have to do.
It really
is. If you're
interested
in doing anything beyond high school,
yes,
go ahead and file that free application for federal student aid, and it will kind of set you up for all of your options. It'll tell you what all your options are.
That's true. And so many, it opens on October 1st every year. So those of you that are juniors now, mm-hmm. next year, you know, we'll start getting you ready for that October 1st. And it is based on household income, and a lot of people that know that say, "Well, I'm not gonna qualify anyway." But that doesn't make any difference. Most of your scholarships, I would say, all of your scholarships, the first thing they're going to ask is, "Have you filed the FAFSA?" That's really, as you said, Christy, the first step. All of the college, any school you're going to go to, wants to know, "Have you filed the FAFSA?"
And why is that?
Well, they want to make sure that if you are eligible for mm-hmm. that money, mm-hmm. that you get it. And you may not be what we call full Pell eligible. You may not get the full amount, but you may get $1,000, or you
right.
may get
right.
you know, half of the amount, which
and
is about $3,000. It goes a long way. But they want to know that is, like I said, a grant. Obviously, that means you don't repay it. So the funders or people that have scholarships, the other programs want to want you to tap into that money first, and then we can start looking at what you need to pay for the rest of your college. The other one that's a real important piece for students that are going to be attending school in the state of Arkansas is the academic challenge or the lottery scholarship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the same timeline as the FAFSA. And it's so easy. It is the easiest application for money that you will apply for. And another thing that sometimes is misunderstood about that money is you do have to have a 19 on the ACT or an equivalent on another placement test for the full amount of that. But it also qualifies you for other programs through the AR Future, the workforce education money. So, again, we tell every student you need to apply for that. And as I said, it's so easy.
It can be overwhelming, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that, because when you get ready to go to college, there are so many things you have to do, and that's why we have college and career coaches in place so that you can help students walk through the process. And a lot of people are nervous about filling out things like that online because they're not sure if it's setting them up for a loan, and we will assure you we are not advocating for loans.
Right.
We would love to help you find grant money or scholarships to get your education. So work with people who know these things, like our career coaches and your school counselors. Don't go at it blind. Work with people who know what they're talking about. And thankfully, we have you in Cotter and Flippin and Vanessa and Tracy in Mountain Home. And Vanessa and Tracy would tell you the same exact thing. Start with the FAFSA. Work with your parents or with an adult to get through that. You need your tax documents. Is that correct?
Yes, you do.
Or a Social Security number to connect you with your tax documents?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And so when students come to me and say, you know, I haven't filed FAFSA, so we just have a checklist. We start talking about it. I help absolutely with every step as much as I can. It is going to involve the parents, even if you're not living in their household.
I was going to say, what if you don't have a relationship with a parent?
That is actually more common than you would think, and so we've handled that several different ways, but
it can be overcome.
Yes, it
that's
can
what
be.
I was. That's the point
yes.
I want to make.
Yes.
So students who, you know, it's funny. Last night we had commencement at ASU Mountain Home, and students who are first generation college students don't have the same support that other folks might have who have a parent or a guardian who has been through college. I was amazed at how many students stood last night when Dr. Myers asked, are you a first-generation college student in your family? It is amazing and moving.
Yes,
to see
is.
People who are encouraged, and I know that goes back to high school and people that they work with in high school and teachers that they love. But people who are encouraged to take that next step and to continue their education, it's a big one. If it's if you're the first person in your family to attend college, it's a big, big step. And there are a lot of things to do, paperwork to fill out for the college and getting transcripts. If you've been to any other school or had any other college credit, getting shot records, all that can be overwhelming. You mentioned several of the placement scores. While ASU Mountain Home doesn't require a placement score for entry to ASU Mountain Home, some of the scholarships do require a placement score. And you mentioned AR Futures. You can almost, most of the programs that we offer at ASU Mountain Home qualify for AR Future.
True.
Tell me about that.
That's true.
That is a new program, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so it's different for the different areas. And, of course, and I'll use the example of in our area, health science. Anything in healthcare, science is a high-need area.
Right.
And so that's what they're looking for is, are you interested in going and studying something that our area needs? And if so, there's money there to help
you. That's wonderful. Good
so,
gracious.
Yes, it really is. And
it's different from other aid. I mean, it is a new scholarship and different.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Lots of opportunity to help you pay for college and lots of folks here who are here to support you. Paulette, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about you and your kids and how you got those guys through college. Those guys are special, and we love them. So we want to know a little bit more about you and what you do personally.
Okay,
thank
great.
You. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they're firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes. You can do seated on the campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices.
We are back with our second half of this show with Paulette Hill. We are so grateful for all that you do for students at Cotter and Flippin, Paulette. You take those little chickens under your wings and hatch them and get them out in the world, and we appreciate all that you do. It's not easy. It's not easy. We were just talking before the break about first-generation college students and how many we had graduate last night. And,
yes.
And, you know, it's a cool thing to see. Somebody yes. have the courage to yes. step out and do something a little bit different. And we're all, my road is different from yours, and right. we all travel together hand in hand, right. and there are lots of options.
Yes. And I was so thrilled to see those numbers last night, how many students Dr. Myers asked them to stand up if they were first generation. And I'm first generation, so I have been down that path. You know, I grew up in a very, middle class family, and education was important, but no one had gone to college.
Right.
So, and I tell my students this, it's kind of hard to confess it because it's not ideal, but I decided I was going to go to college, I think second semester of my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, students, that is not ideal, but
it can be done.
It can be done. And I was not a strong student. And I told somebody this week,
you're a dreamer, Paulette.
I'm a C average, but I've got it on the wall. I mean, I started at a 2-year school,
right?
Graduated there, and I remember thinking this day, well, that wasn't so bad. If I can do two, I can do two more.
It's the truth. One course at a time sometimes. And I see that. I teach a class or two at ASU Mountain Home, and I see students become overwhelmed with the number of assignments that they have. And I just think one assignment at a time.
Yeah.
One assignment at a time. One day at a time.
Yeah.
One week at a time. One semester at a time.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Yes.
You can do it.
That's true. And so I use myself as an example, and the Career Coach Grant actually identifies mm-hmm. first generation college goers as the students we're looking to help, because it does, you know, the FAFSA, that even the applying for colleges, and sometimes I'm looking over their shoulder as they're doing it, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what that means either.
Right.
So
right.
Where did that come from?
Right. Not all questions are easy to figure
right.
out. You need help sometimes filling out those applications.
You do. And I said it earlier, and I want to stress it again. If you don't have a career coach, if your counselor is overwhelmed right now, if you don't know what else to do, call ASU Mountain Home.
Right.
They have
right.
told me time and time again, and it is true, that when we're in FAFSA season, you know,
right.
when so many are trying to do that, they'll say, just bring them down here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care if they're going to ASU or not. You know,
We'll help them. That's right.
And so what a great resource for us to have
really
in the
is.
Community. It really is. And so knowledgeable. You know, our team there has got a lot of years experience. But so sometimes it is overwhelming. It
yeah.
is overwhelming. And so when I get students in front of me that say, I don't know where to start. And you know what? They know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
They just need some handholding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see so many students that are 4-point students. Again, maybe they're that first generation, or maybe they just now decided they're going to go to school. And it's like, okay, what is this? And they go, oh, is that what that means? And really just some hand-holding.
Goes off. Yeah. Or like you say, hand-holding. And thankfully, we have folks like you who do that for our students. What if you're an adult student and you don't have a career coach or a counselor, and you know you want to come back to school? What would be your advice to someone who's older? And I will say, half of our students last night were older
yes.
students who have decided
yes.
to come back and get a degree. What's your advice to somebody who's not right out of high school?
Well, it's interesting. I've had a very cool experience over the past year with two of my coworkers
uh-huh.
at Flippin. One had been to college and wants to finish her degree. So she works at Flippin in an administrative role and wants to finish her degree. And so I've helped her.
Uh-huh.
And she's the same way. And she would tell you this. She'll say, okay, I've got a personal question when you have a minute. And usually it's something that she just needs that reassurance. about. Yes. And I'll say, okay, let's email or whatever the answer might be.
Right.
And then another one of my coworkers there, also a non-trad student, is working in a paraprofessional role, but has said, you know, I think I'd be a good teacher.
Oh.
And so she's been a huge success story. It's so exciting to watch her. She just finished her first semester, and she posted her grades online the other day. She said, they're not perfect, but look how, and I think the lowest she had was a C, and that's the one I was telling. I sent her a picture of my diploma. I said, C average all the way, girl. C average all the way.
Really and truly, and you like, I had, you know, not the best first year of college. I went away to a big four-year school and majored in a sorority life, you know. Delta, Delta, Delta was my major, and that's really all I worked on that first year of school, and had a great time. But I'm kidding when I say that. But really, it took me coming back to a smaller school, mm-hmm. and having more, you know, hand-holding in the classroom and a little bit more attention from other folks. And I really, you know, I did okay. But it doesn't matter what the grades are sometimes. It's that diploma on the wall that will get you the next job.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody who's asked to see my transcript.
Right.
Do you? I mean, like, really? No. No one's ever asked to see my transcript.
Another step in education might. I mean, like, if I were to go for my master's, they want to see that transcript.
They do.
But jobs don't. You're right.
Yeah. So get in college. Get mm-hmm. the experience. So many of our programs at ASU Mountain Home are very hands-on.
Yes.
And that's something that a lot of students really enjoy more than coursework in the classroom. And we have lots of opportunities that are hands-on.
I told a young man last night, I said, you know, when you get ready to decide that you want to go for college or training or whatever, we can get you there. On the other hand, traditional college, which is what you're talking about, I think, is not for everyone.
It's not.
And so we have, you know, we have many programs at ASU Mountain Home, mm-hmm. at the Technical Center, and that are so great. Welding, automotive, mechatronics, and then all of our health science.
Right, right.
A program that I think is wonderful that I've talked to students about is our funeral science program.
Yes, yes.
One of the few in the state.
Right.
And so we start with students in eighth grade, giving mm-hmm. them career assessments to mm-hmm. say, what are you interested in, mm-hmm. and really try to point them in that direction. And then we talk a lot about plan Bs.
Right.
Because COVID happens.
Things happen.
Things happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we may, I had a very, very gifted student this year that is gonna have to revert to their plan B.
Well,
And, you know, it's strictly because, well, just a lot of things.
Sure.
But, you know, it's so great that they had that in place.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to miss a beat. They are not going to miss a beat.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier about how things change in life and how we make the decisions we do. And let's talk quickly before we go about your precious sons, who are friends of mine and who I adore. You have one that is just, gosh, gifted musician who got a full ride to college and decided to do Plan B in the middle of that, and is now playing for Ashley McBride, playing the drums for Ashley McBride.
Twice Grammy nominated.
I'm telling you. So, it's amazing.
So I do share that story with students and with parents.
Uh-huh.
So Quinn was Mr. MHHS. He was had leadership scholarships, was on the drum line at uh-huh. University of Memphis, which is a pretty cool drum line to be on, played with the on the Grizz line in Memphis. Anyway, so he went for a year and did really well and came home at the end of that first year, and I could feel it coming. And of course, you know, I'm just sitting there bracing myself, and he said, I want to try to make it in music. I want to try to make it in music before I have a house payment, a car payment, and 2.3 kids, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was very, very hard as a parent to say okay. But he, I asked him. I said, if you could wave a magic wand, what would your life look like? And he said, touring musician, world tour, and a top 20 song on the radio, and
check.
Yeah, and he's done all of those. I mean, but the thing I share with students when they say I want to play in the NBA or I want to, you know, I want to play professional baseball or music. I hear music a lot. Is excellent, go for it. But that goes back to that plan B. Quinn was getting a degree in recording technology,
right?
Because he knew just how slight the chance might be. And two of his bandmates both graduated Belmont University in Nashville, which is the music school. They both have recording technology degrees. And that, you know, I tell you, during COVID,
right,
musicians were looking for jobs.
Sure.
And many didn't get them.
Right.
So, you know, that's a prime example. Who would have ever thought we would have had a pandemic that would shut down Hollywood? Who would have thought?
I mean, or the touring industry or hospitality industry.
Right.
That's why plan Bs are important.
Yes.
And that's why diversification is important. And being able to do things that you know will serve you in the future, preparing yourself for the future, whatever that looks like. And, you know, you have very gifted children. I love your other child
My oldest son, went to college three times and I tell everybody this story. He took the ACT once.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he went to bed the night before. Probably didn't take a math calculator. Probably borrowed one after he got there. And I don't even know if he took a pencil and made a 29.
See?
So he is very gifted. He's a gifted writer. He's very funny.
Love to talk books with him.
He wants to work outside.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Yeah. He wants to work outside.
Nature's important to him.
Yeah.
It's just what feeds his soul.
Right. So, I guess to parents and to students out there that think, this is what I want to do. I really, really talk to students about what do you want to do? What is at the core of what you want to do. You know, real quick story. So I grew up in the jewelry industry and great living, was making great money. When I decided to go to college, I thought, I just think I need that experience.
Mm-hmm.
College changed my life. I'll say that too. So I got a degree in psychology and I thought, well, psychology, sales, that works.
Right.
That works out. So after we came up here, and the jewelry industry wasn't available to me anymore as a career, I've went back to that psychology, and I've worked in human services now in this community for 20-plus years.
Right.
And I've done a little bit of it all. But to me, that's just a prime example of, you don't always know where life's going to take you.
You don't. You don't.
And
I think that this year has taught us that.
It certainly has.
And for musicians and others who have thought they had it all figured out and had to shift gears. I have friends who are agents who have had to shift gears and sell real estate.
That's right.
You know, just be aware that life happens.
Yes.
And prepare yourself however you can. And we've got great resources in this community to help you with Plan B, whatever that looks like and wherever you are in life.
Yes.
We do.
And I think a lot of adults took that opportunity to say, you know what? I should go to school.
Yeah.
I should get that welding certification.
Absolutely.
I should go get my CNA. So there's just lots and lots of opportunities, and sometimes you do need help in navigating that,
yes.
And that's what we're here for.
That's right.
And, you know, don't be afraid to ask. I mean, just say, I have students, and they'll come just embarrassed to me and say, I don't know how to do this. So well, of course you don't know how to do that.
That's what we do every day.
Yeah,
so come see us at ASU Mountain Home.
It's a big step.
Yeah. Well, I have loved visiting with you because I love your family and I love you and I just love your heart for children and students and adults who really are trying hard to figure it out. And Paulette, you're just a gift to this community and I appreciate you so much. And I'm grateful that you're my friend.
Oh, you're so sweet. Aww. I'm grateful that you're my friend. And I am so grateful for the resources in our community.
I am too.
We have so many opportunities for our students and some that are really well known and some that aren't known as well.
That's right.
And again, that's our job to know that.
That's right.
And to match the students however old they are.
That's right.
With the resources.
That's right.
So
we can help you find those folks and we can help you make those connections. So call us at ASU Mountain Home or touch base with college and career coaches at Mountain Home, Cotter or Flippin, and we're there for you. We'll help you however we can become awesome. Make your future awesome. That's what we love to say at ASU Mountain Home. Thanks for joining us for Awesome Talk. It is a pleasure to share the people and programs of ASU Mountain Home with you. We'll see you next week. This is Christy Kern, and we appreciate you for joining us. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.